Paz de Cristo, praise the Lord, body of Christ. Today I want to tell you to, if you ran out of things to pray for, start lifting somebody else up in prayer. It's 11:27 in the morning. I'm in my back patio. You might hear the birds chirping, some neighbors cutting grass. It's a beautiful day, a little windy, sunny, 72 degrees, beautiful day. We give God praise and honor and glory for another day of life. And I just want to tell you that we need to unite in prayer, not just for the things that are going on currently, but the things that are going to happen in the future as well. And we need to pray one for another. You can hear the train in the background here. So these are live recordings. There is no pre-recordings here with Pastor Jay. Let's get into the word, right? The word of God comes from James chapter 1. Verse 13, let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for this word. I pray that it is anointed. I pray that everyone hear your word, Lord, that I just be a voice piece that you use, and it would be your anointing that touches them in a mighty way, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So we can't say no more, God tempted me. God put that bottle of alcohol in front of me to see if I would stand or fall. God put that woman in my path to see if I would stand or fall. God put that bag of money in front of me to see what would I do. He wanted to tempt me to see if I really loved him or if I didn't. We can't say that no more because the Bible is very clear. Let no one say when he is tempted. See, we're going to be tempted. That's what it's saying. You're going to be tempted. But let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. Now that's in quotation marks. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. Point blank and done. There's your answer. Did God tempt you? No. Did God put that man in your life to ruin your marriage? No. Did God put that lady in your life to ruin your marriage? No. Did God put that money, that alcohol, that whatever it was, did he put that in your life to tempt you? No. Why? God cannot tempt anyone. Here is the answer to who has been tempting us. Verse 14. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. So who tempts us? We do. So wait. How can I tempt myself, brother? How can I don't want to fall in alcoholism again. I don't want to fall in drug addiction again. I don't want to fall back into pornography addiction again. How am I tempting myself, brother? I know some of you are going to be asking yourself that. That don't even make sense. How can I tempt myself? Am I really like, hey, do you want this? Come on, you want this. You know you want this. And I'm like, no, I don't want that. Come on. Nobody's looking. Come on, just take a sip. No, I don't want that. See, the Bible says, but each one of us is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. It's what we desire that is tempting you. Desires are tempting us every day. Now, if you left and you've been free of alcohol for 2 years, but in those 2 years you've been struggling with the desire of drinking again, that's what's tempting you. You have not fully let go of alcoholism. The act of drinking is one aspect. The desires and wanting it is another. And when we leave pornography addiction, we can have that laptop, that cell phone, away from those websites. But is our mind away as well? Is our heart away from those thoughts? Come on, church. The word of God is very clear. We cannot say that God has tempted us. God does not tempt us, the Bible says. But we are tempted when our own desires draw us away. And we are enticed. We may not be doing the act of it, but our minds are being occupied by it. Our hearts have real estate in it. We're desiring it. We're wanting it. It's enticing to us. Reverse 15. Then when the desires have conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. See, we need to be careful. If you quit drinking, that I applaud you. That's great. If you stop doing drugs, I applaud you. That's great. If you stop watching pornography, stealing, lying, I applaud you. That's great. But what does your heart stop doing? Or what does your heart not stop doing? Is your heart still in it? Is your mind still in it? Can you remember what that glass looked like when it was ice cold with the alcohol still in it? Can you remember the websites of pornography that you used to visit? Clearly as day, if you were sitting in front of a computer, can you remember what it was to get involved with drugs again? Clearly. And do you still desire it? And if you still desire it, that's how we tempt each other. That's how we tempt ourselves, I meant to say. Because we are still desiring it. We still want to walk mentally in that walk, but physically we're away. So the Bible is telling us then we are our own tempters. We are the ones who are leading us to sin. And then it says that when that thought or desire is conceived, in other words, you're thinking about it, you've already conceived it, you're giving it birth. And then it says, then it gives birth to sin. That's when we do the act. Oh, I fell off the wagon. Oh, I went back into pornography. Oh, I went back into adultery. I messed around my wife again. God, I curse you, God. You did this to me. You put that woman in my life just to tempt me to see if my marriage was going to stay strong. No, God doesn't do that. It was your own desire. It was your own heart. It was the thing that you wanted, that you said God had washed you from. But there was a part of your life that you didn't allow God to wash completely. We cannot deceive ourselves, brothers. We cannot say that it was God who did it when God doesn't do it in the first place. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren, verse 16. God does not tempt you. Don't say again that it was God that tempted you. Let us be honest. Let us plus put the blame where it belongs. Let us place the blame where it belongs. Let us point the finger where it really belongs, and it resides with us, in us. We are our own tempters because we give it birth through our desires and through our wants. So if you truly want to get rid of whatever addiction, whatever has been holding you back, and I've heard of people in the church for years, and they struggled through addictions. You're like, how can that be? How can somebody be in church? I mean, I thought that when we were in Christ, we're new creatures. All the old things were past. True. It's true. That's what the Bible says. But a lot of us haven't let all the old things die in the past. A lot of us have not left. The new man is still walking in the paths of the old man. The Bible says that the old man dies and a new man is resurrected when we come to Christ. In other words, baptism. But a lot of us are still walking around in the old lifestyle and patterns. I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, we can truly let him die and let Christ resurrect us through the forgiveness of his sin, of sins that we have committed, and completely give our whole lives to Christ this morning. So pray and say, Lord Jesus Christ, I confess with my mouth that I have sinned. I confess, Lord, that there's aspects of my life, parts of my heart, Lord, that I have not fully allowed you to come into. Lord, I grant you 100% unrestricted access into my heart and into my mind. Lord, cleanse me, wash me, every inch, every corner, make everything white again, Lord. Lord, I ask you to take away all sin that I've been harboring in my heart and in my body and in my soul. And Lord, I also pray that the desires that I have, Lord, to continue in that sin and that lifestyle, whatever the addiction was, whatever it was, Lord, whatever it was that I desired, I ask that you not only wash me from the sin, but take every desire, Lord, out of me in Jesus' name. Amen. You prayed that. You asked God for forgiveness. You asked Him to wash you. You asked Him to cleanse you. Every inch of your heart, and not only your heart, but your desires as well. You got to believe that God has done that act. Keep going strong for the Lord. Keep getting into His Word daily. Get on your knees and pray. Fast. Keep searching for the Word of God. Especially in these times. The Bible says that these times are only going to get worse. So pray for one another. God bless you all. Say it with me. 1, 2, 3. Amen.